Blog Talk Radio.
I'm feeling reset.
Better. You're here. You're here. Good.
I'm feeling reset.
Reset. That's what's up. fat shouts to y'all for tuning in. At I Am Hollywood, at Miss Judy, at Hampton Blue Network. A bunch of shit to talk about today. This NFL boycott it's been happening, but it kind of got some fresh legs this weekend when
Stevie Wonder got down.
Oh, wait. Before Stevie.
Talk about fresh legs.
Yo, Stevie took two knees.
He's talking about speaking of fresh legs.
Stop. Stevie took two knees. Fat shouts to Stevie Wonder, though. He definitely did his part this weekend during the Global Citizen Festival. But what sparked this whole thing is 45, the president of the United States, 45, he did a press conference. And he always found time to address things that is minor in the grand scheme of you're supposed to be running the country. Like, but he decided to say some shit about the NFL and how he wished the NFL owners would whenever they see someone disrespecting the flag, about pretty much talking about Colin Kaepernick and whoever else, he said he just wished they would say, get that son of a bitch off the field, you're fired.
Right.
And people like, wait, hold on, what? Like, so a lot of people felt that was like crossing the line. Like,
right,
the 25,000th line.
We can't even call him that anymore. We gotta call him 45.
What is it?
We can't even call him by his title. We gotta call him 45 because he don't deserve it.
Yeah,
the
title. Not at all. So with that, it sparked a whole bunch of new protests and requests for protests. Right. That's it. Mass celebrities tweeted out but bunch of shit. But before I go into detail on that, I want to give a rundown of all the things we're talking about. So the NFL boycott is the Chicago team, because we wasn't here last week, the team that was found dead in the freezer.
Right.
I want to know if there's any updates on that situation, because it kind of it's kind of fizzling now in a sense.
Kevin
Hart
so
extortion.
Crazy.
What?
I'll tell when we talk about it. I'll talk about it.
Okay. Kevin Hart extortion plot with the dot. Kevin Hart. The sex tape situation. Kylie Jenner being pregnant and everybody wondering who's the dad. And 45 again on his thoughts on Steph Curry, bunch of other shit. And the question of the day, which we do every week, this week it's, would you date your first love again? So at any point, if anybody want to chime in on anything we're talking about, be sure to call us up 646-716-8544 or press 1 if you happen to be listening right now. Let's start with you though, Ms. Judy.
I answered it already.
Date your first love again?
He's dead.
He's dead.
It's so funny because I had a dream about him last night, and it felt so real. And when I woke up, I got a text with the question of the day or what the question of the day was, and it was that. And I was like, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
I mean, without all the issues that we had, hell yeah, I would.
Minus the issues. Minus the issues. Hell yeah.
Yeah, minus the issues. Yeah, I would. I mean, I had a baby. I might as well, you know.
Yeah. I would.
Oh, you have one of those?
Second.
So I don't know of. I don't know this
everybody
bitch. Can't love her that much. I don't know, you said she was like, how old, 11? Where's this bitch at?
I'll tell you after the name. You know the
person. It better not be that girl. With the Lego face.
Stop.
Is it her? Nah, she's a joint. She's a joint now if it's her. She's a joint now. But come on now.
I'm not even touching that.
She's definitely a joint now.
Strength and Beauty on Instagram says, in a heartbeat. She's still in love. I feel like everybody gets back with their ex at least once. Am I right? Or am I right?
Please, I got with my ex like 20 times. I got back with him like
10 times.
It's not the one that I really want, but you know.
Lean and Mean 86 on Instagram says, where's that old black man that sings Hell to the Nah Nah? You know that old man that he's like, Hell no. Nah. Hell to the no, no, no. To the no, no. Well, that answers that. All right. We'll read more responses throughout the show, but let's get back to this NFL boycott. After the 45 said what he said, and a lot of celebrities, a lot of athletes, LeBron James, even Russell Simmons, a bunch of people spoke out. Diddy saying, like, yo, like, he's crossed the line. Like, this is tomorrow, meaning today, is the biggest opportunity for us as black people, as just people in general, to really have a voice and make something, make our voices heard. What you thought about 45's comments, and do you think the people are gonna officially band together and boycott this?
First of all, I think that this man does what we do when we get on this show every Sunday. He freestyles.
Yeah.
The shit that just comes out his fucking mouth is ridiculous, because what type of president speaks like that? What type of president just says what's on his mind, like, if he's tweeting through his mouth? One, yes, I do think that the people are going to band together, but two, how far is it going to go, and is it even going to be effective in any type of way? Because we do band together, but does anything really happen? You know,
right.
Will it just fizzle out?
Right.
No matter how many celebrities we use, how many celebrities cooperate, how many celebrities support, will it go anywhere, or will it just fizzle out at the end of the day? And let's go on quote 45 for today, because he ain't shit.
Right. All right. So, quote 45. before I say what else he said, we do have some teams, because today is Football Sunday. A lot of people are boycotting by not watching, myself included. And a lot of people was wondering what the teams are going to do. I had a few people comment on my status, because I was going in on this all weekend. Like, and a few people commented on my shit saying they're going to watch to see what happens. And I'm kind of on the fence about that. I'm like, all right, I get it. Like, you want to see if the teams come out. You want to see if they nail, yada, yada, yada. But are you going to turn after? Like, because at the end of the day, you're still giving them ratings. Like, you can read about
right.
if the teams nailed on the internet. Like, I just
right.
did. So, I was on the fence about that, with people saying that. But I'm happy to report, though, that over a few dozen NFL players actually did kneel today
okay.
for the national anthem. So that's dope. Fast shouts to the Baltimore Ravens, Jacksonville Jaguars, Philadelphia Eagles, and Miami Dolphins. They all did not stand for the anthem and took a knee.
I also saw a picture of Trump not putting his hand over his heart on a picture. When, while
you mean
the,
Colt
oh,
45?
I mean, yes. Oh, 45. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah, being a hypocrite.
Fuck a hypocrite.
As per usual. Another team that did something, the Pittsburgh Steelers, what they did, they waited off the field during the national anthem. And the team coach said to avoid playing politics. So I guess that was kind of like a half-ass stance, in a sense. A few other teams decided to lock arms instead. That got Russell Simmons super tight, though, with the players just locking arms, staying in the back, or staying in the back and not coming out.
Wait, say that again.
Russell Simmons.
All right.
People staying in the back and not coming out, or just locking arms, got Russell Simmons tight. He tweeted out. He said, "Locking arms and staying in the locker room hiding is for bitches. I'm sorry, I'm so upset. WTF? So we not sure if Black Lives Matter." He's basically saying, like, if you're going to take a stand, like, do it publicly so that we know where you stand and not hiding in the back. Like, J. Cole tweeted out, he said, "God bless every player that finds courage to kneel today, but the real power comes from you deciding not to watch. Your eyes translate to advertising money for the league and its owners. Same ones who speak out against Trump today are the same ones that denied a qualified man a job because he took a stand against injustice." Talking about Kaepernick. He said, "You and me have the power to deny them our attention, which translates to money for them, until they make a wrong situation right." So, either way, it's a start, but I agree with what you said earlier about, like, how far will it really make an impact?
Will it just fizzle out, like, once Super Bowl is over and all of that? Like, what's from there? What's going to happen from there?
Right. And there's some other comments on my post that I think I want to save it for what blows mine, because they was really blowing mine, and I don't know what else I would have today, so I'm going to save those for that. But let's move on to other Colt 45 news. His comments on Steph Curry, because, you know, anytime a team wins a championship or Super Bowl, whatever sport it is, they get invited to the White House. So the Warriors won, and they were to be invited to the White House. So Steph Curry was doing a press conference, and they asked him, will he go or will he accept the invitation? And he was, like, basically saying, like, he don't want to. But he was an adult about it. He was basically saying, like, but I know it's bigger than me. It's not just me. If it was just me and my decision, this would be a shorter conversation. But he's like, I know it's the league and it's the team. So basically saying, like, if we got to go, or if we as a team decide to go, then I'm going to go, but I don't want to go. Colt 45 got word and decided to tweet out saying that he is rescinding the invitation now to from Steph Curry, basically taking it back. And he's uninvited now to the White House.
He accepted the invite in the first place.
Exactly. Like, how you uninvite somebody who didn't want to come anyway?
Right.
Like, you just did him a favor now, pretty much.
Wow.
Because now he don't got to be looked at as the odd one when the rest of the team decides to go and he don't. You just did him a favor.
But are they really going to go? Like,
Steph said they were going to have a meeting, like, in a few days or whatever, to discuss it. And I guess then they would decide the reason for going and what and if they'll go or not. So we don't know.
Wow.
Right.
Well, stand your ground.
Exactly.
This is what you truly believe in. Do what you gotta do.
Let's move on to this Chicago team, Kanika Jenkins. I'm sorry, Kanika Jenkins. She was a teen. They had a hotel party in Chicago, and her body was found in a freezer in, like, some secluded area of this hotel, and people was a bunch of speculation. Was she raped? Was she murdered? And you probably seen the whole internet was playing CSI. Right. And trying to figure out what happened. They were dissecting the video, the live videos from that night, the audio. Like, they really was going in. And it's been, what, 2 weeks now?
Mm-hmm.
2 to 3 weeks now, and it's kind of fizzling. What was the last thing you heard about it?
The last thing I heard about it was that she walked into the freezer herself. They had all the videos, every angle except for the video that of her walking into the freezer.
Right. Those videos were wow, airy though, right? Like,
right.
It looked like a what's that movie? Paranormal Activity, like, just like weird. Cause for one, the hotel looked deserted in all of the videos. Like, it's like, is no one here?
Right. But they said that was a part of the hotel that nobody was using, that they had renovations with.
Yeah.
So shouldn't that have been like blocked off? You know, I'm not feeling it.
And she's just, 'cause
they got every angle except for her going into that freezer by herself.
Right.
And then
they said that,
I mean, not that I'm trying to play detective or anything, not that I even know what happened, of course I don't, but, you know, sometimes when we're drunk, we do stupid things, and this girl was really drunk, so they said that she was opening those types of doors, and maybe, you know, she did open the freezer door, I don't know, maybe she got locked in, and decided, ooh, it feels good in here, and couldn't get out, and just laid down to rest and didn't know where she was really at and froze. I don't know. I'm not saying that, you know, that's what happened. But it's so many possibilities that that could have happened. We don't know. You know, did they do an autopsy on her? Did they say she was raped? I know they said she was drunk. What else? We need more information. I mean, not us, but, you know, where's the information? What's going on? I know I do a lot of dumb shit when I'm drunk. A lot of them. I fall. I do stupid stuff that I don't even know that I did when I woke up.
Yeah.
Somebody had to tell me what I did. You know what I'm saying? But it's just like, what else happened? And not to say the least, but why the fuck was she by herself? Why did y'all go with her? Not only do I do things stupid, but I always have somebody that's there with me to make sure that I'm all right. My sisters, my friends.
Right.
They always make sure that they're with me. Like, where were your friends? I mean, that party didn't seem that live to where nobody couldn't leave out the room and stay with her. I mean, they left out the room. Somebody couldn't leave out the room with her, right? But why not stay with her?
Yeah.
Why not stay with her? Why would you not drag her back to the room? I don't care if you had to fight her to get back.
Someone say that they went out the room, but then they forgot their phone or something, and they went back in the room to get in, and when they came back out, she was gone, I heard. And, like,
so,
she's so drunk,
you know,
but how she get away from, this was on the 9th floor, and she gets to go make her way all the way down. I'm assuming this freezer was, like, in a lower level of the hotel. So it's like she gets all the way down somewhere to a secluded area and just wandering all this time, and nobody finds her. Nobody sees her.
So you're not going to go look for her?
Right. It's weird. But what I found most weird is that I haven't seen an autopsy yet. Or heard of an autopsy yet to find out the actual cause of death and why.
Hmm.
Like, where's the autopsy? It don't take that long. she's not like a celebrity. Like,
right.
You know, that's some shit that you would probably find for like Michael Jackson or somebody. They'll withhold it, you know, for a little while or whatever. But where's the autopsy? They could see right away whether she was raped, whether she was choked out, whatever, or whether she died from hypothermia or whatever. Like, no autopsy yet.
Nothing.
I don't
know. So you mean to tell me, you girls couldn't find your friend in this hotel that one of y'all worked in, but y'all took it upon yourself to go leave the hotel the next day, take the call back to her mother and say, oh, well, here's your call. We couldn't find your daughter, but here's your call.
Right.
That makes absolutely no sense whatsoever.
With friends like those, crazy.
Oh, so what I was gonna say is, I was playing a game on my phone, and you know how like in between boards they'll give you like a little advertisement.
Yeah.
So I'm playing this game, and in between the boards, an advertisement comes up with her face, BuzzFeed. Oh, find out what happened to Kanika Jenkins. Like,
what?
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Did you really use this poor girl's face for somebody to download your app?
Wow.
Disgusting.
That's crazy.
Disgusting.
Yeah, that's wild. Well, I'm hoping we get some answers soon. At least an autopsy. That's the main thing. Because
right.
I wasn't trying to be one of those people that would drive themselves nuts to figure this out. Because people was really, like I said earlier, dissecting it.
Oh, you can hear her banging on the door saying, oh.
Right, you hear someone saying,
yeah,
help.
Right. You know they raping her in there. I never heard that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I never heard
none of it. None of what they said.
Me neither. I was like, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing
and it, you know how it is, like if somebody tell you something, says something, you start listening first, so then you kind of start to hear it. You're like, oh wait, I kind of do hear it say that. But
oh,
nah, I'm like, where do these people
hear
this?
You can hear her screaming before they turned up the music. I'm like, what?
If she turned it up to block her out, you see her lips shivering because she's hiding something. Like, look through the glasses. You see her laying down, her pants open through the glasses. Like,
oh, you can see the girl giving head. Like, are you fucking kidding me? I ain't see none of that.
None of it. None of it.
People are so fucking crazy.
Wow.
Crazy. And then people are like, oh, you gotta listen to this girl's video. Like, she really know what's going on. No, she don't. I'm not watching that. She wasn't there.
Right.
Only people that know what's going on is the people that was there on their, you know, on their part and her. That's it.
Right. It's crazy, but
crazy.
I guess we'll see soon. But rest in peace to her though.
Yes.
Kanika Jenkins. Let's move on to Kevin Hart and his extortion plot. You seen the video?
Yeah. I'm not too happy about it.
For a reason.
Because I actually have faith in Kevin.
Oh, okay.
I want to believe that he could even cheat on his first wife, let alone cheat on the second one.
Right.
It's a such thing as a failing marriage, but, you know, things happen. So just to think that, all right, well, he's doing it, he's going to do it to the second one. So it was like, well, once a cheater, always a cheater.
Right. And what's funny is they denied the first marriage cheating, like Kevin and his current wife, Aniko. They say that he was still married, but him and the ex-wife were separated, they say, which happens.
Of course.
You know?
Image.
Like, so they're saying that they were separated, but this doesn't help that case at all. This makes it look like, look, like you said, once a cheater, always a cheater. But this girl, though, who's in this tape, goes and hires Lisa Bloom, the infamous, I don't even know what to call her, but I was about to say the fat defender. We are like one and the same. I was really thinking something like that, but I was like, nah, I'm not gonna say that. But yeah, she's always on the case, like no matter. Just sign her up. And so she hired her to basically, she say, to protect her rights. She claims she had nothing to do with this video. She didn't set up the cameras. She never requested any money. And she hired Lisa to protect her rights. What you think?
All right. I don't give a fuck about that bitch. I want to talk more about Kevin, his wife, and his other wife. That's what I want to talk about. But you know, but you know what the crazy thing about it is? She said, okay, I didn't have nothing to do with that, but if you want me to take the lie detector test, I'll take it for $420,000. $420,000? What? Why $420,000?
Right.
Why $420,000? Why not $500,000? Why not $600,000?
Right.
What's 420? Like, why 420? You want to make sure you get an even cut after you pay the lawyer? Like, I don't get
right.
it.
Right. She did the math. She probably want to get ass implants and boob job and added it up and was like, well, I need 20,000 more.
Honestly, for me, I think she just should have kept her mouth shut. Like, no, that wasn't me. Or even if that was me, okay, that was me, but I wasn't the one in the room. I don't know. She should have just never revealed her name, her face, nothing.
But you know why she did, though?
Why?
Because she's a quote-unquote singer and actress.
Oh, she's a singing actress? I thought she was a traveling stripper.
That's what the original story was, but that's part of the reason also why she hired Lisa Bloom. She said she's not a stripper. She's an actress and a singer.
Well, if she's an actress and a singer, her career is already blackballed.
I call bullshit on the whole thing. I feel like even... like, there's no way you didn't have a part in this video thing. There's no way. You just know now that once Kevin fessed up to it and you wasn't getting no money and now the FBI is on you because that's illegal, it's like now you're like, oh, shit, I'm in hot water. Let me go and say I had nothing to do with this. Like, because even if you're not the one who physically put the camera in the room, you knew the camera was there. There's no way you didn't. What, the maid did it? Housekeeping? There's no way you didn't know. So she's just as guilty.
I feel like she is just as guilty. I also feel like, as far as Anika goes, like I said before, she accepted Kevin's cheating ways when she accepted him to cheat with her on his wife.
Yeah.
So you cheated with him. And then the thing that kills me is that I heard something that she said when she was like, oh, well, Tori should take blame and responsibility for her failing marriage. It was already falling apart before I got there. Now, she also said was that there were other women in the marriage. So you already knew he was a cheater. So if you knew that there were other women, you knew that he was a cheater, right or wrong?
Right.
So now why are you surprised? Why are you surprised that this man cheated on you? Because you already accepted his cheating ways when he cheated with you.
Right.
So, like I said before, cheaters dog bark and cheaters cheat. So don't be surprised when the dog barks.
A listener said, Kevin is not any better. You reap what you sow.
Right.
It's true.
I mean, listen, neither one of them. They both deserve each other.
What I'm happy about is that she didn't get any money behind it. Because I hate, like, girls that do shit like that. Like, try to take advantage of a situation. Like, to get money.
Mm-hmm.
Financial gain. Like, If you claiming, like the person claimed in the video, that the reason they're doing this is to, because they was disgusted with Kevin and what he was doing to his pregnant wife, yada yada. If that was the case, why you was trying to get money? If you really just wanted to expose him for being a cheating dog, why you ain't just release the footage? No, you wanted money. You wanted financial gain. So now you ain't getting nothing, and the cops on your dog.
He said, oh, you want to tell my wife? Wait a minute. Let me tell her first.
Right. Let me log on and do a live, Facebook live.
And then I couldn't even take him serious because let's not forget, he's an actor. So that didn't look sincere to me. That did not look sincere to me. I'm sorry.
That was crazy. And do you think Aniko is going anywhere?
No, of course not. First of all, she's about to have a baby by this man that she just married a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
They supposedly been together for 8 years. Let's not forget,
which overlaps.
Been divorced for 6.
Right.
Right.
Which overlaps.
So supposedly she's not gonna. What? What Beyonce said? Bring me along. I've been doing this too long. Let all these games. Let me get another bitch in your arm. She's not stupid. She's about to have a baby, her first baby. You think she don't want that dream family? Come on.
Yeah. Do you think Kevin learned his lesson?
No. Once a cheater, always a cheater. No. Absolutely not. Now he's just going to be more careful.
More careful with it. Yikes. I think he's going to slow down for a while, though.
He might slow down.
Because it's one of those things where, like, it didn't affect his career in any way now. But I think if he were to get caught doing it again, I think it would have an effect on his career.
Listen. He already got caught doing it again. This is not the second. This is not the second time we heard of Kevin.
But the first time he wasn't. He wasn't Kevin Hart. He wasn't the Kevin Hart then.
First, second, third time. The first time he was caught cheating, he married the bitch. Second time he was caught cheating was on the bitch he married that he was cheating with.
Wait, I didn't even know.
He got caught cheating in July with a girl. What are you talking about? You ain't hear about that? He was in the car with a girl.
Nah.
He got caught cheating.
Well, I know about that,
swept
yeah.
Away. The ocean swept it away.
I feel like that's the same
under
girl.
I kind of felt like it was the same girl, too. Under the rug. Now he gets caught again. So at the end of the day, he was already caught 3 times. Old habits always what? Exactly. So at the end of the day, it's a habit. He has a habit. He's a serial cheater. I mean, whatever floats your boat, Kevin.
Cheat on my pregnant wife for the poor. You know that for the pussy challenge? Everybody rapping with their
Yeah.
Ah, I risked my whole damn career for the poor.
Right, exactly.
Yikes. Let's get into a song real quick. What should we play?
I don't know. Play my song.
Let's do.
Play my song.
We out?
My song.
I don't know which one. I don't know which one.
Dead Silence.
Let's do We Out. When we come back, though, we talking about Kylie Jenner being pregnant. Kevin Durant creating multiple accounts to clap back at fans. and Serena Williams making her daughter a junior. And what blows my a little bit later. This is We Out, Hollywood and Friends, Hip Hop Radio.
I peeped you away from overhead. Watch you sipping on that Belvedere. Wonder what you thinking, dear. I wonder if she thinking clear. Should I wait until she's sober just to make it fair? But once that beat separate, I'm bum. And that dress got me looking at your bum bum. Where I'm from, there's no way that I could shake it. Body all amazing, got a nigga singing. It's getting kinda late in here, babe. I had a real rough long week, all week, babe. These drinks are getting low, babe. I think it's time to go, to go. Just met, but you should be my darling. I'm falling, life's too short to be stalling. Skip all the numbers in the calling. Just whip them out like New Orleans, Mardi Gras. The cold check is by the door. You know I don't wanna wait no more. There's no need to get emotional. Just live a little. Just give me the word and we out. We out, babe. Just give me the word and we out. We out, babe. Just give me the word and we out. We out. I just want a piece of it. But tell me when you ready though, so I can pull the car around like a video. Now money's not a problem, see my dough is like whoa. Have you messed up in the head? I mean whoa. I'm just playing baby girl, but really though, when's the last time a nigga curled your toes? What is that, a smirk? Did my speech work? Let me show you new perks to go berserk. I know you're tired of the jerk selling your horse and carriage dreams that they know will never work.
The cold check is by the door. You know I don't wanna wait no more.
I don't wanna wait no more.
No need to get emotional.
Just slip a little. Just give me the word and we out. We out, babe. Just give me the word and we out. We out, babe. Just give me the word and we out. We out of here, babe. Just give me the word and we out. Oh, we out.
Yo, yo, yo. We're back.
We're back.
Hollywood and Friends. Yo, you know there's a campaign to get Cardi B to number one with Bodak Yellow, right?
Right.
Basically, Cardi B, if she becomes number one, she will be the first female hip hop artist to do so without a feature since Lauryn Hill did it like 23 years ago.
Wow.
Which is big. Huge for the culture. And also big because it's something that not even Nicki Minaj has done. So we'll see what happens come this Tuesday. That's when the Hot 100 chart is updated. And we'll see. Right now, Taylor Swift is holding the fort with it. But we'll see if Cardi could do it. But what's so crazy is, I don't know if you heard, but Nicki Minaj and Taylor Swift fans are teaming up to pretty much ensure that that don't happen.
Wow.
Right.
Are you kidding me?
Nah, they legit are have this whole plot going on, and a bunch of tweets were revealed. One person said, "Would rather want Nicki to have a number one single than Cardi B. Cardi doesn't deserve it." And they said, "And Taylor worked her ass off." Another one said, "I want to thank this Taylor fan said, I want to thank the Barbs who put in their beef aside and decided to join. Look what you made me do, streaming party on Sunday. Look what you made me do, it's Taylor song." They,
wow.
They said, "We are coming to save Nicki and Taylor's record."
That's crazy.
And another, I don't have the tweet in front of me, but I read it yesterday. Another fan from Taylor fan said, thanked the Barbs and said, "We'll be sure to return the favor once Nicki drops album number 4.
This shit is so disgusting.
Right.
Like, how could you just, like, hate on somebody so much that you just would do that? Like, that's crazy. Like, enemies
right.
will come together. Nicki's done
right.
as far as, you know, she's done. It's over. She had her time. Now it's time to move aside and let somebody else get some shine.
Crazy. But Cardi Def is doing her thing in terms of the streaming aspect, so we'll see. But when I read this, I'm like, wow. Are you intentionally trying to stop this girl from getting number one? And not
That's
for
crazy.
Your own benefit, just because you feel Nicki should get it first and Cardi don't deserve to make history. Like, what? Who says that?
Why don't she deserve it? Why? Give me a good reason. What has she done wrong to anyone?
Exactly.
To make you feel like she doesn't deserve it.
Exactly. Crazy. But let's move on to Kylie Jenner. Pregnant. What you think?
Trying to hide this shit. First
yeah,
all,
they saying
Kylie,
this with Travis Scott.
You always dressed in mad skimpy. All of a sudden, you wear all these damn baggy, raggedy-ass clothes. Okay? And your face looks more pregnant than ever. No makeup. No nothing. You mean to tell me, all right, this is how Travis wants you? No, bitch. You're pregnant. And you can't handle it.
Thanks.
You're lazy. She's gotten lazy. She doesn't want to keep up her appearance. Since when? You put all this work into your appearance. You put all this work into your body. Now you don't want to show it. Why? You're pregnant.
And also, Tyga tweeted out when the story broke saying, he said, hell no, that's my kid. When the story broke that it's
well, they
Travis
did
Scott's
just get together.
Kid.
They did just get together. Like, how do you get pregnant so fast? Like, you mean to tell me you just got with this nigga and you already let him nut inside of you, shoot up the club and all that?
Shooting up the club.
Damn. And if it was Tiger, she probably would have got rid of it.
Man, niggas gonna have to do a Maury test. But peep this. Some people, and this makes perfect sense, some people think she might just be the surrogate to Kim and Kanye.
That could be possible.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
You think that they're paying her to ruin her body?
Hey, I think she loves Kim. Obviously, she's trying to emulate her. I think it's something she would do for her sister. Like, yo, all right, I'll do it.
They probably
I'm young.
Her too.
I could snap back.
Listen, pregnancy is no joke.
I think this could be that. That would be
speaking from experience.
Dope and crazy.
I mean, it would be a great gesture. I mean, to sacrifice your body for your sister, that's dope. But let's see, we'll see. That's probably why they don't want to confirm that she's pregnant, or they don't want to show her pregnant body, because it's like, then where's the baby?
I think it's coming out now because she's not
have a baby.
Because she's not able to hide it anymore.
At
that stage where she can't hide it anymore.
She could have stayed in
hiding.
She didn't have
to
come
it.
Out. They got enough money for her to stay with her in hiding. All them big ass baggy t-shirts. What you think? How long do you think that's going to hide your stomach? Especially somebody who's constantly showing their body. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be for real.
And her due date, according to the sources, it coincides with the due date that TMZ reported that Kanye and Kim are expecting their baby.
Wow.
February.
And did they say that they were having a girl?
I want to say, I'm not sure, but I feel like
okay.
I heard them say something like that.
We shall see.
Yeah.
We shall see.
We shall see.
Speaking of pregnancy and babies, you heard about Serena Williams' daughter's name?
No.
She basically named her after the father, because he has a unisex name. So his name is Alexis Olympia Ohanian. So she names her daughter Alexis Olympia Ohanian Jr.
That's
I don't
cute.
Know if I've ever seen a girl be a junior. What you think about that?
I think that's cute. I think it's different. It's cute, and that's what celebrities do. They do different shit.
Yeah. Junior. Last but not least, let's talk about Kevin Durant. You know, as celebrities, like you, be wanting to say certain shit, but you feel like you can't because you're trying to protect your image or like backlash and endorsements. So they're saying that Kevin Durant created or has multiple Twitter and Instagram accounts just to clap back at fans who say crazy shit about him.
Mm-mm.
I think it's smart. What you think?
Not if you get caught. Can't be that smart.
Yeah, I think it's this.
Hey. Not if you get caught. Not if you get caught.
They say the reason they found out is because, you know how you could easily switch between accounts now? And they say he had tweeted something out, but he was still on his actual account. Then when he realized, they say he deleted the tweet. So that's how he was like, wait, is he tweeting about himself in a third person? They're like, wait, hold on, he forgot to switch his account.
I don't know, but you know what? I always fear the worst, like as far as, you know, I used to take screenshots of people and then you make fun of them, like, look at this bitch. Come look at this. And he said it to your friends, like, look, we do that all the time. I always have the fear of making a mistake and posting a screenshot. So, you know. It's just, these phones are crazy. But you got to be more careful, especially when you're doing some sneaky shit.
Right.
Especially with these phones. The other day I sent you a picture. The other day I sent you a picture, but I don't know how I sent it to my other friend too. And she was like, oh, it's private. And I was like, damn. But it was like I played it off because I didn't even really mean to send that shit. It wasn't about her.
Oh,
but I didn't really
wow.
mean to send it to her in the first place.
Imagine. Right?
Hey.
You know what happens with that is, because I realized too with Instagram, because you know how you could send to multiple people now at the same time and it goes to
right.
them separately, which was the
oh,
greatest
no,
thing they ever
that.
Did. Yeah, like when you DM in, you could select multiple names and it'll go separately. It doesn't go all into a group chat like it used to do.
Yeah.
But I noticed sometimes when you go to hit send or you go to scroll to look for a name, sometimes it selects a name in the process, and you got to just pay attention and make sure that none of the other names are selected. But about Kevin Durant, a listener said he was dumb to share his private account with anyone. His brother aired it out. He should have kept those accounts to himself. His brother
right.
tags his fake account too. Wow, that's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, be more careful.
Right. Would you do that if you were sober?
What?
Or would you just clap back as Miss Judy?
No, just clap back. That's why they got the term hashtag clap back. But then again, at the
right.
same time, like you said, he doesn't want to mess up his endorsements. And he's not known to
yeah.
do things like that, like clap back. So at the end of the day, you know, you got to take it. You're a celebrity now. You have to take it. Either get off social media because you can't handle it, or risk it all.
Like Cardi in that interview, she said, she was like, she's like, one of us gonna have to get beat up. I'm gonna have to beat you up, or you're gonna have to beat me up. She can't change. Crazy. All right, let's get into what blows mind. The part of the show we say what gets under our skin, works our nerves. This whole NFL shit is definitely blowing mind. Let's get this theme music pop. Show we say what gets under our skin, what irks our nerves, what have you saying, bruh? Really? 646-716-8544 or press 1 right now. Right now. Right now. Did I kick it off?
Yes, because I'm not really that angry.
Alright, so look. So boom, right? Nah, this whole NFL thing that's been going on with people wanting to take a stand and stand with Kaepernick and boycott and don't watch and all that. And I'm one of the people, like I said earlier, that is not with the shits. I'm not watching. So I've been posting shit about why people shouldn't watch as well. And I had a few people comment on my stuff, and I'm just like, I don't even got the energy. I'm not in the market to do a back and forth
flat back
argument with someone who should know what the fuck is going on already. So
right.
one guy on my Facebook, when I posted Trump video and I posted a tweet from some guy, he said, NFL players are paid to entertain, paid to amuse us, who buy tickets. They have one job. Just do it and be glad you were chosen.
Oh,
so
shit.
I posted that, and this guy comments, so I'm not supposed to watch NFL because 45 says something negative. I'm just trying to understand. I'm like, bruh.
You're missing the whole point.
I'm not even entertaining this right now. Like, how you even ask me something like that? Trump is like the last reason why. Trump was kind of like the last straw. Like, because 45 said something negative? No, nigga. Because they don't give a fuck about you. That's why.
Exactly.
Or anything that's going on. And when you got somebody who decides to take a stand and be the punching bag, if you will, and have enough guts and bravery to take a stand of the injustices in America, and then he gets blackballed and not get picked up on a team, that just goes to show you that this organization that you love and support so much don't care about what's going on. But 45 made a statement. And then on my Instagram, this guy, when I posted one of the things I posted yesterday, which one was it? I think it was when I posted. Oh, the same post, but I posted it on Instagram too. And this guy writes, I wrote, "Are y'all still watching football tomorrow?" Like, and he wrote, "I am, because I want to see what the players are going to do. I'm not going to stop watching the sport. Sorry, but I stand by their side. People need to understand, if the players don't play, then they can't take it. Then they can't take care of their family." And then the same person commented when I posted J. Cole tweets and wrote, "Yep, I'm still watching. I'm one of them. Football is football." I'm like, bruh.
They missed the whole point.
Blowing mind.
They're missing the whole freaking point.
And it's people like them, the reason why nothing could get done. As long as you got people like y'all who wants to just continue to support stuff that don't support you, they're going to have legs to keep going. If everybody did the right thing and boycotted or whatever, no one person can be singled out. They won't have a league if everybody took a stand on it.
I feel like we don't always have to agree, but this is what the First Amendment is all about. You know, it's unfortunate how divided we are, you know, currently as a country. It's disgusting. It's like, don't you get it? Don't you fucking get it?
Are you dumb?
Obviously they don't. Are you dumb?
Are you dumb? It's crazy. I don't know, man, but yeah, that blew my mind.
I'm starting to hate social media. I'm really starting to hate social media.
Yep. What blows yours?
Social media.
Social media.
Yeah, I'm really starting to hate this shit. People, it's aggravating. These selfies are aggravating. These delusional motherfuckers. People are so fucking delusional. Like, delusional. I'm just so tired of it. Like, I can't.
The countless, I can't be mad at the come up people. But there's so many of them, and I guess do what you got to do. At the end of the day, you ain't really hurting nobody, but yo, you know what blows my mind? I'm related to social media, and it's related to driving. Garbage trucks.
Say that again.
Garbage trucks. Garbage trucks who decide to stretch their authority, like, to hold up traffic.
No. Word, yo.
Like, you don't have to necessarily go diagonal in the block.
Right.
Like, there's enough room for niggas to pass. I think it's just like a flex thing. Like, oh, we could do it. Like, fuck them. Like, it's just they want to flex their muscles because they can.
Yeah, they really got to do something about that. They really got to.
And they take their slow time. One bag at a time.
First of all, we got to deal. We already got to deal with the fucking smell that comes out of that garbage truck that comes into our cars. Okay? Now you want to fucking park diagonal when you know there's enough room for me and you to do your job?
Right.
Oh
it'd be wild.
Don't even make
space.
Me upset. Don't even make me upset, yo.
Yo, I'd be like, son. To the point now where, like, I try to look down the block first, especially in the city, because it'd be crazy. Like, slow time, one bag at a time.
With all that fucking juice, especially when they try to throw the bag over your car and the juice drips on your car. Oh my God. Oh my God. And you know what blows mine? The salt trucks that we're getting ready for. When you freaking get ready to cross the street and the salt truck rides by and it just shoots you like a fucking BB gun. Oh my God.
And that fake ass salt don't even work anyway.
It don't even do nothing. It just make a mess. It just ruin your fucking shoes.
Word. That's it.
Let's talk about that. How the salt be tearing your shoes up in the wintertime. Oh my God. You ready for these soggy ass Uggs?
I'm not ready for winter at all.
Shit.
Like, I hope we get lucky and it's not one that is like blizzards and, you know, like we had last year.
My goodness. I remember I had
it's
to
worse
shovel
when you
my, I went
work
from
outside.
Never having to shovel out my car because I always had somebody to do it to having to shovel it out 6 times 1 year.
Wow. And don't let that shit sit. You better shovel the night that it's snowing.
The night
still snowing.
Exactly.
Shovel.
And don't forget to park on the, the right side, the left side of the street. It's the left side of the street. That way you won't get
snowed in.
Crazy.
Winter tips from Hollywood and Friends.
Word.
Oh, man. All right, let's get ready to get up out of here. Call for
alcohol. Yeah, I got a hot date.
Literally, because it's like 90 degrees.
Don't even tell me. I don't want to hear it. I'm just going to block it out.
Crazy. Facebook.com/Hollywood and Friends Radio. HollywoodandFriendsRadio@gmail.com. Where are you?
I'm about to be nowhere because I can't take the social media shit no more.
Okay.
I haven't posted in so long.
It's crazy. To nowhere. Delete all
nowhere.
That.
Just here. Delete
all
that,
that
shit. All
Peggy.
That shit.
At I Am Hollywood everywhere. Facebook, Instagram. I'm Hollywood NY on Snapchat. Follow our producer Stacy at Hampton Blue at Hampton Blue Network. BLU is the blue. And that's
Benoit. That's never here.
Oh, Benoit. Y'all can follow him
everywhere.
BNOR.
Everywhere.
Get out of here. Enjoy this hot ass Sunday. Deuces.
Thank you for being a friend.
Oh, yeah.
Travel down the road and back again.
Hey, so we started from the bottom, now we're here, girl. Oh, yeah. This is my part right here.
Yeah. Hallelujah.